Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Long before Jeremiah came on the scene, the faithful prophets of God had been warning Israel of God's judgment against the nation. Neither the leaders nor the people paid much attention to what the prophets were saying. They must have wondered, since Israel is God's elect nation, how could he possibly allow pagans to conquer his people? So the nation continued on a downward slope to the Babylonian exile. Through Jeremiah, God warned the Jews, "This is the city that must be punished." If the Israelites did not repent and seek forgiveness from God, his soul would depart from the nation, and it would become desolate, a land uninhabited. Jeremiah 6:6-8. Do you think Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, Dr. Robert Schuller, or any of the other so-called positive thinkers ever read the prophecy of Jeremiah? If they read it, they did not learn the lessons God intended to teach his people. If the prophets of old had approached the two tribes in the south as the positive thinkers approach the sins of our nation, would Israel have survived the Babylonian exile? Or would it have disappeared like the 10 tribes in the north? Jeremiah delivered God's warning to the people of Israel. "Thus says the Lord of hosts, they shall thoroughly glean the remnant of Israel like a vine, like a grape gatherer pass your hand again over its branches." Jeremiah 6:9. Jeremiah was not depending on his own wisdom in telling Israel what would happen when Babylon marched against the nation. God himself had revealed to the prophet what would occur. Babylon would thoroughly glean the remnant of Israel, like a grape gatherer gleans a vine. That is, Babylon's attack against God's people would be like a person who cleans grape from a vine. It would completely devastate the nation of Israel. God challenged Jeremiah to pass his hand once again like a grape gatherer over the branches to ascertain if anything was left. Even though Babylon would cause great harm to Israel, the nation would survive. The Lord had earlier promised, "The whole land shall be desolation, yet I will not make a full end." Jeremiah 4:27. Assyria had utterly destroyed the 10 tribes in the north, but Babylon would not do the same to the 2 tribes in the south. Some of the Israelites would survive and return under Ezra, Nehemiah, and Zerubbabel. At the time Jeremiah wrote chapter 6, the nation could have repented and been restored to God's favor. However, there was a serious problem. The Lord asked, "To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear?" Jeremiah 6:10. The prophets for years had been warning the Israelites that God would punish them for their disobedience and rebellion. Not many people seemed to have paid any attention. So God asked who would listen to his words and give warning to the nation. Unfortunately, no one seems to have been committed to listening and to doing what God demanded of his nation. The prophet explained why they were not listening to and obeying the Lord. "Behold, the ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it." Jeremiah 6:10. The expression, "the ear is uncircumcised," simply means that the ears of the Israelites, including the ears of the leaders, were closed to what God was telling them about the future. How can people listen when their ears are closed? God's word to them was a reproach or an object of scorn. They took no pleasure in knowing what God had revealed to them through the prophets. As a result of the hardness of their hearts, Israel would be exiled for 70 years in Babylon. I have one question for all of us to consider. Are we listening to and obeying the word of the Lord? Thank you for listening today, and may God richly bless you.